So we are all going through the Haggadah, preparing ourselves for the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's something that really struck me going through this particular time right now that, if from already from October 7th until today it's been anxiety and thoughts and tefillos for Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, so how much more so after the huge attack by Iran, this by us was on Shabbos, but back over there is mostly Shabbos, and everything we're thinking about right now. So the real mussar that I took out from a Pirush from Rav Yosef Jikatilia, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Mekubalim, Talmud of the Rashba, on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It says, Vayishma Hashem es koleinu. And Hashem heard our voice. So he says, you see from this that Bnei Yisrael called out, they cried out to Hashem. Even though we know, Chazal tells us, they were in the 49th level of Tumah. Nonetheless, says the Kabbalah from their forefathers that they had, the power of Tefillah, Hakol Kol Yaakov, and not the Adayim Yedei Esav. That Bnei Yisrael understood the true power is what lies in the voice. I mean, Hakol, the Kol, the voice is the voice of Yaakov. All other voices are a falsity. The voice that calls out to Hashem, that voice is the voice of Yaakov. Somebody else can try, they can make noises, but that's not going to be the call. The call, call Yaakov. And the same thing, Vayadayim Yedei Esav. The Yadayim, if a person is relying, putting his trust into his Yadayim, those are Yedei Esav. Those are the hands of Esav. It's an awesome Ha'ara. Ari Burian, one of the Bnei Beis Midrash, made to me today. He said, take a look. In the Gulf War, 91, I think it was, right? The Iraq, Saddam Hussein, shot a bunch of Scud missiles into Eretz Israel. And they didn't have the Iron Dome. So, how did they protect themselves? How is it that not one person was killed by those Scuds? Answer is, it was an ace. The Scuds landed in populated areas and they just didn't kill anybody. Now, we have a lot of technology, so now there's no harm done. Baruch Hashem. But don't deceive yourselves into thinking that it was the Yadayim Yedei Esav that did it. Yeah, you have an Iron Dome, so you use the Iron Dome. But over here, Klal Yisrael called out to Hashem, and that's the power that we have. Like the pasuk says, Vayishma Elokim es nakasam, Vayizkor Elokim. Hashem heard their tefillos. Not only that, he goes on and says, Therefore, whenever there is times of hardship and suffering for Klal Yisrael, Kol Toreach is a Siman L'Gul, because it is something that makes Bnei Yisrael cry out. That is what's Makar of the Gula. So if you ask yourself, why is this happening to us? And not only is it happening to us, but it's happening already for almost 7 months, 6.5 months it's happening. That's not a normal amount of time. That's a crazy amount of time. In our lives, have we ever for 6.5 months been saying Tehillim after every single tefillah? If COVID was crazy, but this is really, you know. And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us into this matzav of Toreach kidei lekarves ha-geula, in order to bring the geula, in order that we should cry out. So why are we not crying out? If we'd be crying out, it didn't have to be this long. It's not a matter of Yadayim Yidei Esav. It's a matter of Kol Kol Yaakov. And we see from Yetzias Mitzrayim that we don't have to have that power. The power, the strength, the military might is an illusion. B'tachal Hashem b'kol yibecha, says Shlomo Melech. Trust in Hashem with all your heart, vel binas chal tishan, and on your wisdom, on your cleverness, on your resourcefulness, don't lean. Don't rely on it, and don't even use it as a siyua, not even as a walking stick. A mashenes, a mishan, is a walking stick. It means you're walking anyway on your feet, but you're just using it a little bit to help you. Not even that. We should never deceive ourselves into thinking that it is the F-35 Aegir planes that the Israel has that's going to somehow do something. Maybe yes or maybe not. But that one thing we have to keep, and the more power, the more military power we have, and the more Iron Dome, and the more arrow, and the more other things we have, the more we have to keep it at the forefront of our consciousness, that our salvation is only from Hashem. Kol Kol Yaakov, Bez Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear Tfilus. We'll see Agul Shlema, Bimirav Eminu.